So I've been thinking a lot about singing. Advent is the season of singing. Christmas is the season of singing. We're doing lessons and carols today. We've heard some of the best singing you will hear all year already. This is the season when the pews fill up and when some of you who spend all the rest of the years with your hymnals open in front of you and your mouths closed and a stony look on your face, this is the season when all of a sudden you start to belt and you sound like Maria Callas or Enrico Caruso or somebody. I've been thinking a lot about singing and decided to do some research about it, and this is what I found. Scientists say there are somewhere in the neighborhood of 5,400 species of animal that are known to vocalize in intentional, repeatable, complex, that is, more than just a couple of notes at a time, complex and musical ways. That is, there are about 5,400 species of singing animals. Of these, the vast majority live in trees, think birds and gibbons. A few live in the oceans, like whales. A very few live underground. Did you know there are singing mice? It's true. Many are in the trees, some are in the ocean. A very few are underground, but only one. Just one species of animal lives on the ground and sings. Us. Humans are the only singing terrestrial animal. Scientists think that it's for this reason. You see, evolutionarily speaking, singing is a costly behavior. Not only does it burn energy and take up time that could be spent searching for food, it also allows your enemies, your predators, to pinpoint the location of their prey, that's you, precisely. Marine or arboreal species need not worry about this particularly, as they have a number of ways of avoiding predators as they sing. Most of them involve moving vertically to a level of their habitat that their predators cannot reach. Terrestrial animals like us, however, live always on the same level as our predators. There's nowhere else for us to go. And so the evolutionary pressures on them and on us have kept terrestrial animals either largely silent, like deer and rabbits, or limited to vocalizations that are short, efficient, and absolutely necessary. Even birds that normally sing when they're in the trees, if they come down to the ground to feed, stop singing. Humans, on the other hand, have sung since the beginning. No one knows exactly when we started singing, but we do know that the earliest collections of songs that we have are religious in nature. Think of the Vedas from India. Think of the Psalms of our own tradition and the other songs of the Hebrew Scriptures. In the Hebrew Scriptures, as in our lives, the people sing when they are happy, when they are sad, when they are perplexed or angry or frightened or defiant, and when they are scared. Think about the passage we just heard. Mary is an unwed teenager, and she is told that she is pregnant and will bear the Son of God to a broken world. She doesn't know if Joseph will consent to marry her now. She doesn't know what the other villagers will do. She could be stoned by law in that time and place. And what's the first thing she does after receiving this news? She starts to sing. She sings the Magnificat, that great, mighty song of praise to God. In another passage that we didn't hear today, Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, knows that his son is going to live a hard life and die a hard death. And the first thing he does when his son is born is to sing the Benedictus, another great song of defiance in the face of evil and fear. The first century Christians that we read about in the New Testament, they were beset by strife from within and persecution from without. And what did Paul tell them to do? Sing. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, he says. Sing in the face of your terror. Another thing about humans. Of all the singing animals, we are the only ones with a precise and shared sense of rhythm. This may not sound like a big deal to you, but think about this. A precise and shared sense of rhythm is the very thing that allows us to sing together. Two birds who do not have this sense of rhythm, two birds might sing at the same time, even sing the same song at the same time, but without that shared sense of rhythm, they're just sitting on a branch singing next to each other. Two whales might sing at each other, but they can't sing at the same time. But humans, Because of that sense of rhythm, 400 and more of us can sing a Christmas carol at the same time. And when a room full of people sings together, when you all sing together, think about this. You don't just sing together, you start to breathe together too. You can only sing so many words before you have to take a breath, and it's always at the same time when we're singing a hymn. And then think about this. If the rhythm is strong enough, if Jack down here, there he is, if he's playing that drum hard enough, or if we're clapping loudly enough, scientific studies show that our hearts will start beating at the same time as well. And if we're singing together and breathing together and our hearts are beating together, then it's like we're one body and you know whose body that is. We spend all Advent waiting for God to be born in the body of a tiny baby, and we sing about it for that whole month long, and meanwhile we find out that we have become the very body we've been waiting for. Most singing species, when a predator comes near, when danger threatens, when they feel scared, most species fall silent and get as small as they can. And they hope that the danger passes by and they get ready to fly. But us? When danger approaches us, that's when we start to sing in earnest. We start to sing and we make ourselves as large as we can. The world will tell you that we sing the carols we sing today because we're so happy, because we're just full of joy. The world will tell you that these songs are some of our very most beloved, that we love to belt them so much because we just feel so happy when we sing them. To that I say, maybe. But I think that we're doing lessons and carols for another reason as well. I think that we're also singing because we sense that danger is near. I think we're singing because we refuse to hide from it. I think we're singing because we know the wolf is at the door. Isn't there someone in this room being stalked by cancer? Isn't there someone in this room that has been backed into a corner by depression? Aren't there unwed teenage mothers on the streets of Boston whose Josephs did not stay with them? Won't someone come into this sanctuary and spend all day here tomorrow because it will be the only warm and dry place that she can find? Aren't our tax dollars going to fund wars all around the world? Aren't our dollars going to help war stock this place? The animals? The animals hide from their predators. We sing to that which stalks us. For though we are terrestrial, our song is celestial, and we sing with the voice of the angels. We sing with the breath of the Holy Spirit. We sing to our predators, and we say, predators, here we are. Predators, bring it on. We sing, come hunger, and we will fill you up. Come loneliness, and we will sing to you of Emmanuel, God with us. Come death, for hark, the herald angels sing that Christ is risen with healing in his wings. Come depression, and we will sing Gloria in Excelsis Deo, and we will hold that long O until you are no more. We sing, come power, and we will sing to you that the first Noel was to poor shepherds. We sing, come despair, and we will sing joy to your world. We sing, come war, and we will sing you to sleep. ...5,399 species that can sing in the trees and the oceans. They all sing alone and fall silent when danger is near. One. Just one singing species that stands on the earth with the breath of heaven in its lungs, with hearts beating at the same time. Only one that can sing together, and only one that dares sing more loudly the closer danger comes. One. So come, all you faithful, and sing.